Joel with your 9 a.m. set lines. In local news, Anglican
Archbishop Jeremy Greaves has made a public apology to the LGBTQI+ community following a period of listening with members of the aforementioned community. Greaves has publicly acknowledged the pain felt by sexually and gender diverse people in his community and has on behalf of the church apologized for instances of denigration, exclusion and non-acceptance. He also remarked that this is not the end of the conversation and noted that there are plans for the apology to be delivered again during Pride Week.
Regional musicians in Townsville are set to put on a show at the Otherwise Bar featuring various Indigenous artists. The artists will play a range of genres with blends of music inspired by ancient cultures and contemporary beats. Dwayne Wiles, also known as Dubzone, is set to feature and has commented that he believes hip-hop was created to give a voice to people that must fight to be heard.
In national news, a research published in the journal Nature has found that sea surface temperatures in the Coral Sea this year reached the warmest levels in more than 400 years. The findings suggest that human-caused climate change puts corals under stress and might spur mass bleaching. Lead author Dr. Benjamin Haney said the world is in danger of losing the Great Barrier Reef, which experienced its fifth mass bleaching event earlier this year.
Crocs has announced that due to their high consumer rates in Australia, the company will be releasing a new shoe brand labelled as Hey Dude in 2025. Owners of the shoe brand have described their success as being internationally driven, stating their Australian branch to be vitally important. Triple-digit growth in recent years has solidified Australia as a primary target audience for Crocs.
In international news, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has told police to remain on high alert in the third government's emergency meeting after a week of violent disorder broke out across the country. The latest statistics show that over 500 people have been arrested and more than a quarter of those charged are under 21. Chief Constable Gavin Stevens stressed there was no room for complacency following more potential events circulated online, while Sir Keir said rapid sentencing could deter further unrest.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a moderate chance of showers. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au/news.
There she blows! The